Anovi leaves, he doesn't die, there's a demise. In fact, the Yerushalmi has a discussion, what was the status quo of Eliyahu Hanavi's wife? He went from being an Odom to being a Malach. What's the status quo of his wife? It's very fascinating. Shaila, if we were doing now Kiddushin, we would go more into this. Because Lamaisa, he never died. So if he never died, was his wife Mutar Asr Lashuk? Was Elianovi's wife Mutar Asr Lashuk? It really depends how Misa works. If Misa's a Matir, because the husband's absence, so you don't need a Maisa Misa. You don't need the husband to die. The fact that the husband's not here, he's not here, as if he's a Malach, he's also not a Barishus. Right? There's no Ishus to Malach. So if you learn Misa's a Matir, because there's no husband, no husband, turn into a Malach. But if you learn Misa's a Matir, like the Gemara, Yiskish Keirush and Lamisa, it's the act of Misa that's a Matir, then you could actually hold that Eishes Elianovi remained also. And you should know, there are two Hoichochas, that death is not just the fact that the husband's not here, so there can't be a marriage. Because the Pnei Yeshua, in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Yud Gimel, is Mechadish, that a goy who dies, his wife is still also. Because there's no heter misa by goy. There's chadash in the Torah by Yisrael. A goy not. So according to the Pnei Yeshua, a widow, Gentile woman, is still also. Unbelievable chiddush. He says, that's why, over there in that piece, he says, that's why Tomer was chayiv misa. All the Rishonim talk about why Tomer, right? Yehuda's daughter-in-law, why she was chayiv misa. She didn't wait for Sheila, she did wait. Why was she chayiv misa? Sreifa al paskoyen. The Pnei Yeshua says, by a goy, there's no heter of misa. Pnei Yeshua, that's a schap. Now, the Balamoyel is also muchach, that the heter of Misa is not the fact that there's no, for sure on elementary level, that's the way you would learn. There's no husband, so the wife is mutter, because there's no husband. There can't be ishes ishes, there's no husband. The Balamoyel, listen to this case. Balamoyel says, what happens if Reuven Hager dies? He has no yosh. And this is brought down in the tour in Ulchas Avodim, this Balamoyel, this Yad Rama. He dies. Reuven the Ger dies. He leaves over Avodim, 100 Avodim. Amongst Avodim, there's Ketanim. So the Gedolim, they're Zoichin themselves. They become free. The Ketanim, anybody wants, could be Zoichin them. Because a Ger's money, because there's no inheritors, is Hefkel. So anybody could go and grab a ger, an evet, evet cotton of a ger. Says the Yad Rama, fine, but what happens if nobody does? Yeah? So 12-year-old kid, evet, is here, and nobody grabbed him. Now he turns bar mitzvah. Now he says, okay, I want to be kind of myself. Talk their name. He's an evet lo'ilam to nobody. His status in Allah is an Eved. Why? He says, because even though now he's old enough to be Zoichen himself, but now it's not Shas Misa anymore. At the time of Misa, he wasn't able to be Koine himself. Misa Sa'adn we learn from Isha, Hukish L'Isha. And now the Adn's not dead. Now he is dead, but he's not dying now. So since he couldn't become a Ben Choyren then, he remains forever locked into a status of, he has an identity crisis. The Eved Loilam, to nobody. That's his status. So what do you see from the Yad Rama? you see, that's not the fact that there's no Odin, because that's where we learn Mises Odin is Mater from Mishan. It's the Mises itself that's a Mater. But as I said, we're not learning Kiddusha now because this is a very confusing topic. If we were learning Kiddusha now, I would explain better to you that there's a difference between the marriage of a Goy and the marriage of a Jew. The marriage of a Goy is taka only a bailus. It's only an ownership. Right? That's by a Goy. By a Jew, there's a Kedusha of Eishes Ish. So our original Chakira, which was, do you need that death to be Matir or not, really is only a Chakira by a Jew. By a Goy, once the Goy dies, his wife is, the whole thing is Gezel. That answers the Bnei Yeshua's kasha. And a chanami. There's taka no pasuk by a goy that mises matter. You don't need one. You don't need a pasuk by a goy. That also answers Rabbi Kivega's kasha in Kedushin. Last week's parsha, Dor HaMavol, the Gemara says that Eishes Ish is worse than the Dor HaMavol. The kosher loyalim is Dor HaMavol. Because the Dor HaMavol, the fish survived. And the Gemara brings a pasuk in Kedushin that when there's Arias in the world, Eishes Ish, Afilu Dogim Shebiyam, die. So Kivega doesn't let such a chazal go by in the Gilyan Ashas. He says, Ayin Parshas Noyach. He says, over there it says, Klor Vayikhu Lohem Bnei Odom Noshim, because they took even Eishes Ish. Frekta Reb Kivega, obviously, what does he mean to ask? So the Dogim Shebiyam should have died. So I wanted to say Parshat. Over there by the Dor HaMavol, it wasn't Eishes Ish, it was only Gezel. And that could be why it says, Loinechtam Gzaldino Melo Ala Gezel. Because even Eishes Ish was Gezel. Even Arayas was a Gezel of Gezel. There's more to discuss on this topic. What, how are we going to do? Oh, because Eliyahu Novi never really died. Eliyahu Novi just was nostalgic. That's what happened, he was nostalgic. So we see a very big contrast between over here and the Sugya and Ksubis. Over here, what does the Navi teach us? That when the Navi came to Demar to take leave, there seems to be a dispute between the Bnei Anavim and Elisha. The Bnei Anavim are more concerned, they seem to be more concerned about Eliyahu Hanavi leaving than Elisha himself. What does it say? It says here in the Pasuk that the Bnei Anavim come to Elisha and they tell him, Ayodata, are you aware that today Hashem is taking away your master? Right? That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Vayikshu Bnei Anavim Hashem b'yiricha Elisha. Vayoymu loy, Hayodata ki hayoym Hashem lekech zadeinecha me'al reishecha. Vayoymu, Yodati. But then, he doesn't let them, they're, what are they being misakish here? What are they trying to say? So Rav Gifter, the Chatzadik Levracha, explained this very simply with the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Ksubis that when Rebbe was going to die, we're going to have the Sugya Mitzvah Hashem, as we all make a seam on Ksubis, towards the end, when Rebbe was dying, so Amsa the Rebbe, Rebbe's maid went up on the roof and she said, she called out that Rebbe's dying and you should, Yachufu, you should daven. Yachufu al yainim, hatachtoinim is al yainim. Rebbe's maid said, Shemayim is pulling him up and Oretz is pulling him down. Yehirotzim, we should daven that the al yainim should machnir themselves to the tachtoin. We should daven. And there's a whole Gemara there. The Ran in the Dorm quotes this Gemara, Lagabi Bikur Cholim, that sometimes you could daven for a patient, he should live or he shouldn't live. It's a famous Ran, it becomes a mocker in Halacha, the Aruch HaShulchan talks about it. Whether if you have a Cholim who's taka suffering, are you allowed to daven he should die? Sounds like from the Ran, in the Dorim that if a person is terminally ill and they're suffering, that you could daven. Because the Ran over there in the Dorim says, you shouldn't visit a chayla, the Gemara says, at the end of a day. Just like you shouldn't visit them at the beginning of the day. Beginning of the day, the chayla looks very well. He looks better. So you won't be as concerned about it. At night, he'll look so bad, you'll be miyayish, that he'll get better. You'll give up on him. And the Ran goes and adds, he says, and pa'omim, you'll daven that he should die. So Aruch HaShulchan uses that as a mokor, and Uchaz Bikur Cholim, that you can have a Cholim that's so sick, and that there's no Tevedika Refuah for him, and he's suffering, so you could daven that he could die. There's a whole controversy about whether this, yeah, not muskim, what to do in such a situation. But that's what the B'nai Anavim says, Rav Gifta, we're calling out, just like Amsa the Rebbe, Hayadata. Do you know your master is being taken away? What are you? Can't just walk. Don't take that lightly. Fight. What does Elisha answer them? Ani yadati. I know. Hey, Choshu. Keep quiet. Keep quiet. To keep quiet. Sounds like he's dismissing them. They're screaming. What's going on? He goes, I know. I know about it. And keep quiet. Strange. Very strange. One more strange thing. So many difficulties here, but just one more. As Eliyahu Hanavi is taking leave from Elisha, he basically tells Elisha, ask for one last request. Do you have another request from me? That's what he asks. So Eliyahu Hanavi turns to Elisha. Mo eselecho b'terem elokach me'imach. Tell me something you want. A last request from Eliyahu Hanavi. This is a request that none of you would ever think of. Imagine if you met Eliyahu Hanavi and you asked Eliyahu Hanavi. Eliyahu Hanavi asked you, actually, what can I do for you? I don't think any of you would have asked what Elisha. Elisha turns to his Rebbe, he says, give me a bracha that I should be twice as big as you. Imagine you go to Reb Chaim wants to give you a bua. You say, no, Reb Chaim, that's not what I wanted. What's the rule? Give me a bracha, I should be twice as big as you. I want you to give me a bracha, I should be twice like you. Whatever that means. Pishnayim. Appropriately, Eliyahu Hanavi turns to him and he tells him, Hikshi Solisha. He asked me a very hard thing. What about the chutzpah? Chay, that's a tremendous chutzpah. So on this, there's a famous Maima Chazal, famous Gemara. The Gemara talks about who people are jealous of. The Gemara says, Bakol de miskane chutz mibnoi v'talmidon. From your son or your Talmud, you're not Makan. That means if your Talmud outsteigs you, you're proud. You're proud. Fakert. Gewaldig. I always tell people in the shul that when they ask me a kasha, fakert, if they would ask me a kasha, shlug me up, it would be the biggest simcha. You feel like you. A Talmud of yours went, it's not because you're such a tzaddik. Because that's also part of you. Talmud's an extension of you. I feel very proud. So he says, Zokdeo. So Gemara says, what's the raya? Zokde Gemara, Talmidoi me Elisha. Tichsivi ino pishnayim beruchach Eloi. This is the sugi of the answer in Kufayim and Beis. What does the Gemara mean? The fact that Elisha was able to ask another, I should be twice as big as you. Why wasn't he worried that that's an envious thing to ask for? Envious, how could he ask for such a thing? He's saying, he wasn't worried about Kinnah, because he knew his Rebbe would be happy. the Rebbe will happily tell him you should be twice as big as me. That's what the Gemara means. Fine. Still a modern question. What kind of question is it? So I'll tell you, there's a Drosha Saran. And the Drosha Saran has a mechanical problem with this request. A mechanical problem. The Drosha Saran asks, how could Elisha ask Eliyahu Hanavi that he should give him twice the strength? He says all the Nevi'im were like leaves from a tree. So the Navi grew leaves, his Talmidim, they were his leaves. He says the leaf can't be better than the tree. The leaf is getting its energy from the tree. It's a mechanical question. He's not asking it's inappropriate. That doesn't work. So here's the Drosha Saran. Zok the Drosha Saran. This is in the Drush HaShmini of the Drosha Saran. He says, Kol anavim heim kimoi elul me'ola v'ho elul lo yischazek yoyse me'ha'ola she'yotze misha. Can't get stronger. The leaf can't be stronger than where it's coming out of. U'lekach yehel taran u'lekach heishiv lo Eliyahu le'Elisha, says the Ran. That's why Eliyahu Hanavi told Elisha, hikshis Elisha, you asked me something which is very hard. Why? You, Elisha, are part of me. How could you be bigger than me? You're getting your energy from me. So, Kabbalistically, how could you be better than me? You're getting your energy from me. That's the kasha. And that's what Eliyahu Hanavi meant to Elisha when he said, Hikshis Elisha. You're asking me for a big request. So what's the answer? So the Navi tells him, Eliyahu Hanavi tells Elisha, you know what? When you see me leaving you, then you'll taka get it. Zokteran, v'lochein omar loy zokteran, that's why he told him, if you will see me when I leave, ki be'ei shalokhu es Eliyahu ha'shamayim in nisal Eliyahu kama v'kama po ma'asher yibetchila. Says the Ran, that Eliyahu Hanavi, when he went up to Shemayim, he became even greater. That's why he told his Talmud Elisha, if you see me when I leave you, then you'll be able to get it. Meaning, then I'll be big enough to give you that talk. So the Ran is dealing with the mechanical problem. Right? That's the Ran's techts. But I want to tell you there's another way to learn. Because the Ran is a tremendous chiddush, what the Ran is saying on many fronts, but more than anything is, how did Elisha know that? Elisha was talking to his current Rebbe. He said, V'yena b'racha pishnayim. I'll tell you what you could say here. We ran out of time, but we have to finish today because it can't be a fifth chair on this. Tell you what the Nakuda could be here. And really, if you think about it, then you'll see it's quite simple. Mamish, based on what we were saying till now. Like we said, every person has a shlichus. Every person has a mission in life, what they're supposed to accomplish. Right? I'm sure many of you remember, I said by the Meraglim, that when Moshe Rabbeinu told the Meraglim, go take from the fruit of Eretz Yisrael, and the Zohar says, you'll get chizik from the fruit. Why? Because the fruit in Eretz Yisrael were monsters. Monstrous fruits. Right? So he asked what kind of chizik they're getting from the fruit. So it's a big fruit, fine. You see a big grape, you get inspired. Because that's a big grape, big deal. Mazel tov. Okay, so the grapes were this big. Watermelon-sized grapes. Okay, so now I'm going to get chizuk. So the way we explained it then was, there's something called siyata d'shmaya, but more than that, there's something called siyata d'mitzvah. If Hashem gives you a mission, and you go on that path, you're a shliach of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have a special siyata d'shmaya. Special siyata d'shmaya. What were the Meraglim afraid of? The Anokim, the Bnei Anokim, the giants, the whatever they were afraid of in Eretz Yisrael. Right? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, look at the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. The fruit of Eretz Yisrael is different than regular fruit. Regular fruit, there's no mitzvah at Luyas Bar. It's regular fruit, doesn't have any kind of a mitzvah to be done with the fruit. So it grows regular. Regular. Look at the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvah Zatluy is bought. The fruit are like this. Look at the fruit. Vizchazaktem. So Moshe Rabbeinu told him, Raglam, look at the fruit. From the fruit you can make a Kal Vachomer. If Hashem makes the fruit in Eretz Yisrael so much stronger and bigger, because there's a mission that the fruit has. Imagine this Siyata Dishmaya that you're going to have. You're going to have a whole different level of Siyata Dishmaya. It's a whole different world. And that's the way it is. If somebody lives up to his mission, it's a whole different world. The Mechilta says that there are three kinds of Nevi'im. Okay? There's a Novi that's Teveya Kovod Av, Teina Teveya Kovod Ben. There's another who's always worried about Hashem's covet. But he's not so worried about Klal Yisrael's covet. This is what the Mechilta says. And then there's another that's covet Aben, he's not worried about covet Av. And then there's another who's worried about both. And listen to what the Mechilta ends. Says the Mechilta, and that Navi that's worried about both, Huchpula Nevuasai. And the Mechilta says, Yirmiyah Tova Kovar Ava Kovar Aben, Huchpul Anavuas. What does that mean? You get double. Why do you get double? Because the Navi's mission, as we explained, is both. He has a double mission. His shlichus is to receive and to deal with his relationship with Hashem, and then his mission to Klal Yisrael. If he's A1 in both, so then he's doing his whole mission, his double mission. Nichpula, that's the Lashon of the Mechilta. Nichpelon of Uwasai, double. Says that's your meal. Then the Medrash says, Yoina ben Amitai, Tova kovar aben, v'loi Tova kovar av. Yoina ben Amitai, he ran away because he didn't want to hurt Klal Yisrael. What about Hashem sent him? That's why he lost his Nevuah. Elio Anovi, Tova kovar av, v'loi Tova kovar aben. He was very busy with Hashem's cover for a reason. Because it was a very bad generation. There was so much tzaras. He was trying to save the Aseres HaShvatim. Many learned this was the end of the tekufa of the Aseres HaShvatim. He was trying to save it even. Memela, his nevuah also didn't sustain. Comes Elisha, and Elisha says, and Elyonovi himself says, we learned it safe from Malachim Aleph. Elyonovi tells Hashem, Hashem, it's time for me to leave. Kanoi Kanesi Lashem, Kachnos Nafshi. Elyonovi says, my mission, I can't fulfill my mission. So Hashem agrees with Elyonah. The mission has been accomplished. And whatever, from now on, it's not your mission. Now you need Elisha Tachtecha. Because Elisha now is Mesugal to deal with the issue that's here now. Elisha. Comes Elisha and he tells Elyonah, so give me a bracha, I should fulfill Pishnayim. Appropriately. If the only purpose that I'm here and not you, I'm much smaller than you are, Eliyahu HaNavi. I'm only Elisha, I'm only your Talmud. My whole function to be here is only that I should fulfill that double purpose. So I beg of you to give me that bracha. That was the bakasha. And Eliyahu HaNavi told him, the Mesiras Nefesh it takes to do that, when you'll see me leaving, then you'll chap. When you'll see my demise, then you'll chap. That will make a roshim on you. Then you'll taka get that double level. That madrege of kovod tova kovod av kovod aben. So that was and that answers many of the questions that we discussed. And that's tam v'nishlam on this topic. We're going to move on to Mitzvah Shem tomorrow to the next topic.